I'm going to ask Mike Cribbs to join me up here, please. Before we dismiss the kids and greet one another, as most of you probably are aware, Mike has taken two trips, mission trips, to Moldova. Well, recently, two trips, four total in his life. Last 5 months or so, you've taken two?
November and then February.
November and February. So he recently got back, and we just want to hear from you, and you can just use this mic here. What did you see God do? What did he do inside you? What did he do over there? And just kind of tell us how you saw him work and just the stories that he has.
First. I have to wear my cheesy hat that was a gift from the Moldovan people. Nobody wears Western hats in Moldova, so they didn't know front or back. So they put the emblem on the back, and so I got wearing it backwards. This is how they figured we were a war.
So are you saying the Moldovians are backwards?
No.
This is frontwards.
Americans are backwards, yeah. Right.
But, of course, this is the Moldova colors. This is the only time you're ever going to see this. So get your laughs and make this cheesy hat. I will hang it proudly someplace, but not here.
Here you go. I'll hold it. All right. Or not.
Do what?
Nothing. Go ahead. What did God do? What did you see him do when you were over there?
God showed his glory again in a number of ways. But I had to come up with kind of one thought for the entire trip. And he really emphasized to me the power of a proverb. Proverb 18:16, a gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. Now, the greatest gift of all, there is no question, is the gift of Jesus Christ. However, for most people, you can't just walk up to them and say, let me tell you how to be saved and tell you about Jesus. That's not how we engage most people. And so there, most of the time it was a very small little thing that you would present to open the way for the giver. A small thing. This would warm the introduction. And then, once that the introduction was warmed, we could get into the gospel or spiritual truth if it's a believer that needed some encouragement. That takes time. And I found, it was emphasized to me, the gift of time. That has been made real to me before, but this trip was especially true. The power of the gift of time to just listen to that believer, maybe that village pastor who is struggling just to get by in life. Or that unbeliever who is suffering and needs a divine touch. But to do that, you have to give the gift of time.
And you saw this manifest itself with a couple of stories, right. And you've got some pictures here. Do you want to tell us quickly how you saw this through some of these?
This individual here, that's not a very good picture, but it's about all I have. He is a pastor from Sierra Leone, Africa. He was on the plane sitting right next to Ken Ward, from Atlanta to Newark, New Jersey. And he was very quiet and at first didn't talk much, but then we finally got to him to engage. And it was just one of those God appointments that he put us there to encourage this man. Very humble, five children. He knows of Mukumba Johnson. Doesn't know him, but knows of him. And we could tell that, you know, he was traveling under very, very modest circumstances. And so when we got to Newark, we took him over to the Subway and bought him a sandwich because we found out he hadn't had anything but a little meager snack. And bought him a Subway sandwich and visited with him, prayed with him. And just in a moment of time, gave encouragement as he was returning home from this trip. The gift of time. And this two people there, the guy in the plaid shirt is Papa Vasily. That's where we stayed in the village of Petroka. That is Anatoly, the man doing the embracing is Anatoly, a pastor, and Papa Vasily is his father. And that's where we stayed. But the other Vasily, the one in the dark coat being embraced, he hiked in, I don't know, it had to be over a mile. On Sunday morning before church, he's a relatively new believer, but he just wanted the comfort and encouragement of believers. He had just lost within the last week or two his brother John, who he knew was not a Christian. And he came trotting in. He had his Bible in a plastic bag to protect it. He didn't want the weather getting to it because it was cold and just ugly weather. But he hiked all that way to come to see us just to have the company of believers. And we were all humbled and touched just to give him the loving embrace of Christ and the time. Give him the time. I included that. You know, you never know when God's going to show up. This was at a church in the Ukraine. And these ladies, of course, are deaf interpreters. I know very little sign language. Gwen knows a whole heck of a lot more. But I was getting ready to speak a testimony. We were doing eyeglass clinics, but I was getting ready to speak. I do testimony. Somebody else do another testimony. Then Pastor Fred would preach the gospel. And I saw the woman with the blue headband up on the stage interpreting for about a half a dozen deaf people in the front row. And I, like I said, I know a little bit of signs, so when it came time to give my word of testimony, I was over here next to my translator, you know, who's translated into Ukrainian for these people. I walked over to the deaf translator, the one in the blue, and I said,
"Speak into the mic.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you." And they just lit up. I mean, they smiled and they lit up. Now, the word for love is, the sign for love is different. But they understood. But the sign for Jesus pointing to the nail scars, the sign for Jesus is the same. And they just lit up. Just a little thing. Recognizing them as individuals, even a moment of time, just a little bit of time. And at another church service, they had one deaf individual, and I did the same thing. And after the service, he came up to me and he hugged me and kissed me on the cheeks, and just with tears of gratitude that somebody recognize them as a unique individual and recognize them, you know, gave them just a moment of time. And but they're both translators. And this right here is a border guard from Moldova to Ukraine. We had to go through customs and border guard checks every time we crossed, going and coming, didn't matter. And they're gruff. They don't care. They, you know, sometimes they'll shake you down, try to get something from you. They'll go through your stuff. And I was in uniform, which I've talked about before. Sometimes I feel like I'm the organ grinder's monkey, but the Lord had to deal with my heart about that because it just opened doors of opportunity to share Christ and touch people. And so, yeah, I'll be the organ grinder's monkey if that's what God wants me to be, you know. But anyway, you can't see it, but in his hand, I gave a little pin, and it has a police officer on it, and it says, "Honor those who protect." And I asked, can I give you something? And he said, sure. And I gave it to him. And then I had the translator tell him the story behind it. And I said, you're trying to protect your country, and I respect that. And it just changed. You can see it changed his whole countenance. His old gruff border guard, don't care about anybody. He warmed. In fact, if I remember right, he's the one that called his buddy further on down and said, they got these pens. And he came up and asked for one. But our driver said it was the quickest he had ever got through customs. But it was just a moment of giving time, recognizing them as an individual, and God bless. Is there another picture there?
Nope, that's it. Well, Mike, I appreciate you sharing. Do you have any closing words there? Anything else? If not, I'm going to pray for you. Pray. All right, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do just thank you for Mike and the heart that he has to share Christ with the world, this world that a lot of us have never even heard of or know where it is. And I just thank you for putting that inside his heart, giving him the provision to go, giving him the protection on his trip there and back and while he's there. And I just thank you for the reminder that we oftentimes do spell love with people, T-I-M-E. And so I thank you for him. I thank you for his testimony. I thank you for the story that you're writing through his life in the people over there, Lord. And just plant those seeds in their hearts and reap a harvest. And God, we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Forgive me. Can I tell one more story?
Yes, please do.
At this one church where we visited, there was a 78-year-old man. It's in the letter I put with it. And he didn't speak English. But he had been the pastor of the church for 21 years, which probably put him during communism. And he just, was all over me. He just expressing gratitude for the Americans coming, just on and on. And he embraced me and kissed me for just being there again, the time. To, leave your home country, the comforts of home, and go and be there, the gift of time. And he was so grateful. After it was all done, they put out a meal for us, just the visitors. Nobody sat at that table except for the visitors. And he came and asked if he could sit behind me just to be close to me. And he just wanted to be close to me. And here we were, the visitors at the table, having a meal and, laughing and talking. And he was quietly over there. Occasionally I would turn and smile or touch him on the leg. And he would just light up. Just a joy and a love from this senior pastor that touched my heart in a way I can't begin to express. But I had to share that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, as Mike was sharing and as we sang, the wonderful name of Jesus, it is truly a wonderful name, and it is contagious. People see it, and some people are drawn to that because it is the true example of love, as we sang in that last song.